Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and is it pie in the sky to think there's a way to make sense of all the idioms in English? My next guest took a stab at it. Christine Ammer is the editor of the new second edition of the American Heritage Dictionary of Idioms. She's going to join us for a few minutes each day at this time during our membership drive to talk about idioms, the commonly used ones, the obscure ones, the ancient ones, and the newly coined ones. Hey, Christine, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian.
And before we get into a list of some of them to start off for today, how do you define an idiom? Is it just any kind of commonly used phrase?
No, it's one where the meaning is not obvious from the words themselves.
Right. So you wouldn't know necessarily just from hearing the phrase.
Just from hearing the word, but taking the words apart, you can't tell what it means.
And there are 10,000 of these in your dictionary. So let's take one that I referenced secretly in the introduction, and that is pie in the sky. Where did that come from?
That came from a song, actually, by the Wobblies, by a union, which existed in the early 1900s. And let me get the exact date for you.
All right. Meanwhile, listen to this.
Okay.
You will leave by and by in that glorious land above the sky. Work and pray, live on here. You'll get pie in the sky when you die.
That's you'll get pie in the sky when you die. The Wobblies. And you think that's where it came from?
That's exactly where it came from. It was first recorded in this song by the union, who were called the Wobblies.
Then the meaning changed, right? Because they say, you'll get pie in the sky when you die. It's kind of let them eat cake. The pie in the sky is not really something to strive for. But now when we say, oh, that's pie in the sky, it's like too much wishful thinking.
Exactly. It's an empty wish or promise that can't be fulfilled. So they were trying for all kinds of things, of course, and let's face it, they didn't make most of them.
All right. Let's go through a few others real quick. American Dream is in your book.
Well, the American Dream is something that we still hear a lot about because of all the talk about immigration. And this is what people really want when they come to America. They think that living in the United States would enable prosperity in the form of owning one's house, having an ideal job, and generally living a richer, happier life. And this term actually goes way, way back to the early 19th century. It was used by Alexis de Tocqueville in his book, Democracy in America, which was published in 1835. And the term may be of earlier origin, but it remains current. We hear it all the time now.
Another one? Another American idiom from the book, keep the ball rolling.
That goes back to American politics, actually. In political campaigns, from 1840 on, when William Henry Harrison was running for the presidency, they used a huge decorated ball that was rolled out in a parade. And to keep the ball rolling became a very popular phrase for keep the electoral excitement going, get voters to come and vote for me.
Uh-huh. And that's another one that's really changed over time. Now it just means to not let the momentum die on something you're trying to do.
Exactly.
And whole hog is another one.
Well, that one is a little bit mysterious. To go the whole hog means, you know, to go all the way. And it was used in a letter from Daniel Webster, who was a senator at the time, saying that Andrew Jackson, running for the presidency, will either go for the party or go the whole hog. That is, do it all. And but nobody knows why whole hog, where the hog part of it came from. That's one of the ones that's sort of a mystery, and no one has figured it out.
Didn't originate in a city. So maybe we can assume that. Well, that's all the ones we have time for today, but we're going to be spending a few minutes on other idioms from the brand-new American Heritage Dictionary of Idioms with the editor, Christine Ammer, all through this membership drive. So, Christine, thanks a lot. Great start.
Thank you.
And everybody, the Leonard Lopate Show is coming up next after the latest news. He has Gail Collins on today to talk about how Texas influences American politics. Also, Carol Becker, dean of the Columbia University School of the Arts, answering the question, what's the value of art school? That and more coming up with Leonard Lopate after the latest news on WNYC. I'm Brian Lehrer. Talk to you tomorrow.